Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
My friends and I have rocked up to the tanks on a school night with no idea really what to expect from pub choir.
So not all of us have the same voice. There's a spectrum of high to low. Don't move yet. Remember, I'm the captain. So you have three options. Let
As our host, Astrid Jorgensen, gets busy putting the crowd into some semblance of order.
I love rock and roll.
To my relief, I've discovered singing ability is not a prerequisite.
It didn't end well, but you know, you get the general
finding the right lane to sing in is the first hilarious challenge.
That you have the lowest voices in the room.
And this is what it sounds like.
rolling on the river.
You have 45 seconds to pick one of those lanes. Low ladies, high ladies.
I'm definitely the low lady.
Where are you going, Sonny?
Well, I just don't want to be by myself over there.
Are you lads sure you've got your casting right over here?
Rolling on river.
I think you're about right. What about you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Movement. Who has decided to sing with the high ladies? Give us a yell.
My name's Astrid Jorgensen. I am the founder and director of a show called Pub Choir. Well, I used to be a school teacher and I was teaching music in high schools, and I just felt a little bit off kilter comparing the kids against each other when it was something that they love so much, and then I'd give them a mark at the end of the thing, like they'd sing their hearts out, and then I'd be like, B-. You can really crush a kid for life if you're like, it wasn't great, C+. So I thought, how can I make music in a non-competitive way? I tell you what, singing comes from within your body. Like if you're a violin player and you play the wrong note, or you've pressed the wrong thing on the fingerboard, but when you sing a wrong note, it was your body that did the wrong thing. Like it's your fault. It feels really personal when singing doesn't go as you hoped. And so I think when you tell someone, oh, yuck, that didn't sound good, they're like, I'm yuck. I don't sound good. And so it's really nice just to take away that pressure. Be like, it's okay, even if it comes out yuck. No one needs to worry about being the best. You should sing because it feels nice. Like if it makes you happy, that's a good enough reason to kind of do anything. As long as you're not hurting other people. I mean, depends how your note comes out, I guess. But at pub choir, no one can hear you. So it's kind of freeing to be like, enjoy the sensation of your body making music. You are the instrument. That is so magical.
I'm actually surprised how well we're all singing. I don't know if that's just the earwax, but it's everything sounds so good.
I think that's called low expectations.
Well, she said we were doing well, so I believed her.
Yeah, it's really cool. I just feel sorry for the people standing around me.
Okay, so it's the moment of reckoning. Time to put it all on the line. But I think what we've all learned is that what it sounds like to anyone else really doesn't matter. And at the end of the night, after all of that energy and all of that coaxing and all of that encouragement, how does it make you feel to hear the group as a collective belt out that song and leave here with a smile on their face?
Look, you know what? I'm never surprised because I always believe it's possible. I believe if they try their best to the best of their abilities, a group of average people can help each other do anything, really. But it's more the way that they cheer for themselves at the end that really gets me going. Like, I think, the notes, that's cool. But it's actually like music is not like a distraction. It's like the vehicle for connection. So they sing the song and that's really great. But then they cheer for themselves for what they manage to do together. That's the good stuff. Like, that's what I'm kind of chasing at the shows. I feel great. I'm having a lovely time.